Emotional abuse. A lot of women go through emotional abuse, but they can't say it out. In their relationship, in their marriages, they suck it up because they feel or they think relationship or marriages is supposed to be for better or for worse. But there's a limit to that worse. Let me tell you a story about a woman. She had the most beautiful smile I've ever seen. She was always bright. Amazing woman. Then she started seeing this brother. He was handsome and very quiet. They were perfect together. And then they got married after a year. And then I noticed she started becoming withdrawn from other people. Withdrawn, she doesn't talk much, she doesn't hang out much, she doesn't smile anymore. Anytime she smiles, there's this cloud in her eyes. Everybody started noticing there was something wrong with her. She became a shadow of herself. Just to find out that this perfect man in this her perfect relationship was emotionally abusing her. He knew how she felt about him, and he was draining the love out of this woman. Apart from the fact that he was physically abusing her, mentally breaking her down. And she couldn't say it out to people because people thought her relationship was perfect. Because when you see it from afar, you think they were made from heaven. This man was hurting her, was draining the happiness out of this young lady. Until one day I spoke to her and I asked her why she doesn't smile anymore, because a smile could light up the sun. And she said she had no reason to smile anymore. And I asked her, because you married to the most amazing man ever, why would you say you don't have a reason to smile anymore? And she broke into tears. She started crying. And she said, that amazing man emotionally abuses her. Not to talk of physically. This man hits her. This man talks down on her. This man makes her feel like she's nothing without him. And if she dare talk back at him, he hits her. It was so bad. Like, he said with a slap, and then it became a physical thing. The yelling, the hurtful words, telling her she's nothing without him. If you say you love someone, how can you emotionally drag that person to that pit? Sisters, ladies, girls, friends, women, please, there are some things you can fix and there are some things you cannot fix. Don't let the idea of love, because that is not love, don't let the idea of love put you in a place where you no longer the person you were before. Relationship is not supposed to hurt that much. Yes, marriage is for better, for worse, but not when you are dying. Not when your partner is trying to kill you emotionally, draining you physically, beating you up. That is not love. Even where the Bible says, if you want to go to the Bible right now, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love is sacrifice. If your man cannot sacrifice for you, he doesn't love you, and you cannot sacrifice for him, you don't love him. So if you're in a relationship where this man emotionally drags you down, sister, you need to leave. You need to leave for your own sanity. Leave. Leave before you die. Don't let anyone put you down. putting someone else down is not love. Him hitting you is not love. Stop making excuses for him. Stop putting his own decisions or his own life at first before yours. If he kills you, you'll love someone else later. Okay? Please leave any abusive relationship. Take your stand. Tell yourself you're the owner of your life. Don't stay in an abusive relationship. You will die. If not physically, mentally, emotionally, you will die. Please. It's so sad that this friend, I should call her my friend now, she is someone else right now, but she's making progress because she left. Run for your dear life, my sister. Love doesn't hurt physically. It doesn't. The only way love hurts is when you love the wrong person. Please. Thank you very much for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.